Well, boys and girls, I've been a wee bit spoiled recently because David has been speaking to the children now for a good number of weeks. But this morning on Easter Sunday morning, I thought that I would just take the opportunity to speak to you for a few minutes. And of course, we all know it's Easter Sunday, don't we? And I hope that some of the boys and girls haven't already started into their Easter eggs. I have to tell you something. There was an Easter egg arrived at our house last night. I didn't hear who it was really for. Not sure whether it was for me or for my wife or for both, but it was white chocolate. And I have to say, before I got to bedtime and before I got into bed, I had the half of the Easter egg eaten. I just took the half in case the other half is for the wife and she can work with it today. But you know, boys and girls, I didn't come here today to speak about Easter eggs. I want to talk to you about three crosses. Three crosses. You see, sometimes we think about Calvary and we think about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and sometimes we fail to remember that that day at Calvary, three crosses were erected. Here's what the Word of God says in Luke 23. And when they were come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And as I've been reading the Easter story again this week, I always like to do that when we think about Easter time. As I was thinking about that, I was thinking not just about the center cross where the Lord Jesus Christ was lifted up. I was thinking of the three crosses. And on this first cross, I see a man who died in sin. A man who railed on the Lord Jesus Christ. A man who was there because he was guilty of the crimes that he had committed. The Bible says he was a malefactor, or you and I would call him a thief. But he's on the cross and he's staring death in the face. He's getting his just reward. And there as he's on the cross with another thief and with the Lord Jesus Christ in the middle cross, this man's railing on Christ. He is verbally abusing him. He has given no thought to his own soul, and right up until the very moment that he dies, he remains arrogant, and he's defiant, and he's talking into the face of the Lord Jesus Christ without any thought of where he might spend eternity. And even when the other thief, who was there for his crimes, even though he said to the other thief to stop his shouting, did he not realize the awful mess he was in? He continued on in a defiant manner. And that man on that cross died in sin. But then on the second cross, there's another man. He's a thief. And not only is he a thief, but he is guilty of the same crimes as this other man. But when we look to him and when we listen to him and think of all that he saw and everything that he said, he's a different man. Because this man repented and he sought the mercy of Christ. He was a criminal and he knew it. He's on a cross and he's dying and soon he's going to be in eternity and he felt it. He's just a step from death. And the only one who can help him is the man who hangs on the center cross. Do you know what he said, boys and girls, young people, older people today? He turned around and he said to him, he said, Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. This man's dying. Just a step. He's in eternity. And he says, Lord, remember me when you enter into your kingdom. You know what Jesus said? He didn't say you're too late. He didn't say you're too defiant. He didn't say you've been arrogant. He didn't say any of that. He turned around and with a glance of mercy and with a heart of love, he said to this dying thief, he said, listen, today you shall be with me in paradise. He heard his plea, he answered it in a marvelous way, and at that very moment, at the edge of eternity, this dying thief was given a sure and a certain hope of heaven. Today, you shall be with me. But then, boys and girls, this third cross is interesting, isn't it? Here's a man who dies in sin, defiant toward the Savior. Here's a man on the other side and he cries out for mercy as he's standing on the verge of eternity. And here's this man on the center cross. He's a different man altogether. For these two are thieves, they're malefactors, and they're there because they're getting paid the reward for their deeds. Not this man. For he did no sin. He's guilty of no crime. He has done absolutely nothing wrong. And yet he's on a cross. And he's being punished. And he's dying. You know, boys and girls, what makes this all the most remarkable? He's doing all of this for me, because I was guilty. I was the one who had done wrong. I was the one who had defied God. I was the one who had broken God's laws. I was the one who had gone my own way. I was the one who was guilty, and yet Jesus Christ is on that cross. He's there because of my sin. He's there because of your sin too. Don't think for one moment I'm the only sinner in this building. The fact is, this building this morning is full of sinners. Some of them are saved, and they owe their salvation to the death of Christ. Some, like one of the thieves, has died to their sin and repented and trusted Christ as their Savior. But some of you are going to die in your sin because you've never been to the cross by faith. And you've never reached out to him who loved you and gave himself for you and said, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I know I'm only a step from death. I know I'm bound for a Christless eternity. Lord, will you save me? I can assure you he will. I can assure you he will. Have you ever been to that cross yet by faith? Man or woman? Not just a boy or girl. You on the verge of eternity at the end of your journey through life. Ah, there were three crosses that day. Not one. Three. Where sadly one man died in his sin. Was lost. And another man died to his sin and he was saved. And all because there was one man on that cross who died for sin. For yours and for mine. And I hope on Easter Sunday you'll trust him to be your Savior too. Will you? There's no other way you can come. Save the cross of the Lord Jesus. That center cross is the most important cross of all.